This is DJ King. The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. This is the second episode of Mind Over Time. And after last week, the intro episode, I think that it was a success, to be honest. We got to be able to dive deep into our mind and time and how we tend to approach life. So I thank you all for listening in. This is DJ King, the second episode of Mind Over Time, right here at the Dominican University of California. So, ladies and gentlemen, the theme of today's episode is going to be evolution. And when I say evolution, it isn't necessarily about the evolution of the world, the evolution of time, or things like that. It's more about the evolution of yourself. You know, Mind Over Time, for those of you who don't know, it's a saying that I'm going to repeat time and time again. I'm going to repeat it throughout the whole series. That's because the mind simply has endless possibilities in endless X amount of time. So evolution, to get started, what is the definition of evolution? Evolution is the process by which living things can change over time. Well, when you put it like that, you tend to question how living things change over time. When we process evolution, we often look into the caveman, the prehistoric times. And a lot of that evolution simply is hard for us to grasp as humans in this world. It's very hard to grasp just in general, to be honest. We're taught a lot of things about the evolution of our species, of other species. And it's hard to understand these stories, these lessons, these teachings, because we look at our world today and say, well, there's no way possible. There's no way this is how we lived before. There's no way this is a reality. So living things over time. The mind is a living thing. It's a living organism within your head. It's your brain. But your mind, your brain, whatever you really want to call it, it's made up of so many different things. It's made up of so many different, it's so hard to even like explain, because honestly, the brain is the most complicated thing in the human body. In evolution, I don't think evolution is such as how you learn to process things over time. I think that's a part of life. We grow our mind based off of experience. We grow our mind based off of everyday life. You know, things we choose to do, actions. You know, and when I think about actions, I think about choices, personal choices. Personal choices, they're honestly, they're so detrimental, but they're so beneficial. And when I look at my life, I say, are my personal choices detrimental or beneficial? But if we were to live life and look at it in that type of way, then we'd be shorting ourselves, because no matter if we're talking about religion, if we're talking about the right way to live life, there is no right way to live life, to be honest. There is no right way. The only right way to live is by being authentic, being yourself, being true, and embracing who you are. I was told recently that to be successful, you have to embrace yourself. It's not about fitting in and seeing other things and trying to piggyback off somebody else's idea and way of success. And we got into that last week too. You can't copy somebody's path and say, oh, well, I'm going to be successful because they are. No, you can do things similar, but how you do something is how you yourself does it. Me, DJ King, I do things different than listeners. You know, I can't compare myself and my actions to one specific individual. So when I look at it, when I understand it over time, I say, well, okay. My mind has evolved to the point where I understand that I am a personal creature. I'm a personal human being. There is no other DJ King out here. And to my listeners, you are one of one. Your evolution is simply great. And we hold on to a lot of things because we live long lives. You know, waking up in 24 hours is a very long time. It's a very long time. But that's what we do every day, 7 days a week, God willing. So when I really access into this, I say, embrace yourself. Embrace what got you to where you are. Embrace who you are. Because when you embrace that, you are being authentic. You're being true. You're being successful in your own rights. Because being embraceful of all opportunity that comes, being embraceful of the lessons learned, being embraceful of the actions you chose to make, lets you know that, yes, I did this. That is who I am. And there is no other person as strong, as powerful, as like-minded, as personal as yourself. You know, the world is put in front of us to distract us from who we are. And the world can only distract you if you forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. You're gifted. You're talented. And over time, we begin to learn that there's more than just one person. There's more than just an individual. There's more than just a culture, just a people. But honestly, you look at it and say, well, if that's the case, then, you know, I'm similar. If that's the case, then I'm like-minded. I'm regular. There's nothing regular about this life. There's nothing regular about an individual. The way we grow, the way we succeed, the way we just evolve is like no other. And some people's evolution comes fast. Some people's evolution comes slow. Excuse me. And honestly, it's not necessarily about how hard we go or when the time's right. It's more about our path and our journey. Because not one person's path or journey is the same. Not one person's story is the same. And the journey isn't the same, the story isn't the same, because no matter if we went to the same school, we went to the same workout, we were in the same class, it doesn't really matter, to be honest, because my viewpoint will always be different than yours, because my eyes are in my head. in my head only. We can see similar things. And it's just like in life when you grow up and learn that some people were raised different than others. Well, we see an old lady going slow to cross the street. Some people might say, hurry up, you're taking too long. You shouldn't be this old crossing the street if you know you're going to take forever. And other people say, oh, let me make sure she makes it across okay. Let me help her, ask her if she needs help. Because her safety matters. Our viewpoint will forever be different. Our lessons we learn, our lessons we're taught, will forever be different. And being different, it's great. There is no constant in this world. There is no given in this world. And that's why I believe being honest, being true, being humble is the way of life. It's how I was taught. It's how I was raised, to be honest. And my evolution is different than yours. My mind over time, like, this isn't a history lesson. As much as it isn't much informative. It's more analytical. Analyze who you are. How'd you become this person? Who shifted you? Who helped you become this person? Because your greatness matters. And your success, your path, your beginning matters. Because the beginning is the hardest part. I tell myself success will be around the corner one day. Well, when did you start? And ever since you started, are you being consistent? The beginning matters. Because nobody's ever hit the ground running. You'd fall on your face. But when you hit the ground, all you have to do is start. And you could build speed, you could build pace, but nobody's ever hit the ground running. And even if they hit the ground and seen a peak, a quick peak, there's a valley somewhere. There's a slope. Because one thing that we all know is there is no 100% good time. There's times where it's going to be down. It's going to be quiet. We're going to question who we are. Is what we're doing working? But it's all about finding love and joy in the journey. Because when you do that, the victory will be sweet. So let's evolve, ladies and gentlemen. We are right now as we're speaking. We're evolving every second, every hour, every minute. We're just evolving. We're just human beings, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank you. Thank you for listening in. I thank you for evolving with me. Because we are going to grow our mind over time. We're going to be great. I love you guys. This is DJ King signing off. Stay great. Stay blessed. Safety.